Good morning, Tom.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Let's start with how the game ended in your eyes. I mean, you're out there in the sideline and you're warming up. Like, maybe you're going to get a chance here. And every time you probably look up at the clock, a few more seconds go off, and it turns out you didn't need to get out there to try to lead your team back.
Yeah, you know, we had an opportunity there in offensively to put the game away, and didn't do much with it there in the fourth quarter, and punted back to those guys, and watched our defense, really play a great series there to seal the game. They those plays they came up at the end. It seems like they've been doing that all year. So it was a great way to end the game. From their standpoint, I certainly wish we could have done a better job, on our end of the stick.
Tom, is there ever a time that a quarterback, not just you, but anyone you've ever talked to, doesn't want to go for it on fourth and goal from the one?
No, you always want to. You love when the coach has confidence in you on those fourth down situations. So, you always feel like you can make a yard, and the coach—that's why they're coaches—is they make those decisions, and we as players, we live with them, and it's just kind of one of those things that, when you lose the game, you probably go back and go, damn, maybe we should have gone for it on fourth down, but. They played a very good game. I thought they were a very good football team, and they played like it last night.
But Tom, at the time, are you thinking, thank you very much, though, as you go back out there with them only putting three up instead of seven?
I think they got the ball, I think, on the one and a half with first and goal. And our defense is very good in those situations, though, I will say that. That's a big, stout defense that we have. It's hard to run the ball, and they took a few shots, and they just, they didn't get in, and our defense really made the plays. So I think that discourages you as an offense, too. And I know there's times where we run offense, we're playing against, big run-stopping defenses, and we figure, we're going to punt on fourth and one, or we're going to try to kick a field goal on fourth and one.
Did it seem like you and the offense never had a chance to get into a real rhythm? I mean, right from the very start, you're thinking you're going to go out in the field and Green Bay has the onside kick. You end up running 44 plays and had 9 possessions. I mean, that's ridiculously low numbers when you look back at an NFL game.
Yeah, those are low numbers. And part of that is just kind of the possessions that we had. Another part of it is we didn't do a very good job staying on the field. So it's one thing to in a game like that yesterday we lost the time of possession, we lost the field position. For example, the drive by where Dan Connolly made the incredible run, I mean, that counts as a possession, but we get the ball on the 4-yard line. So
right, yeah.
Obviously you're not going to have much time of possession when you get the ball on the 4-yard line, but I'll take that. The rest of the season as a team wants to.
You're never going to give that back. I mean, you will always have a memory of Dan Connolly running 71 yards. I mean, I don't know what stands out, his blazing speed or the ball security. I mean, what do you take out of it? I don't even know if you went back and watched the tape and see he was holding the football with the nose up.
Well, that's funny. He doesn't hold the ball very often. So when he does, it's not like it's going to be, the way that Ben Jarvis carries it. So he's holding it however he can get those big hands around it. That was pretty funny when I saw him running down the field. It was you're right, I'll never forget that.
Tommy, clearly they've assumed that a lineman catches the ball and will fall down not to cause any harm to his team. And that were you shocked to see him actually trying to progress up down the field?
Sure, I'm always saying, just get down.
Yeah, let me get out there. Let the professionals handle this.
Yeah, because the way they do carry the ball, I mean, any slight contact could knock the ball out. I've seen that a bunch over the course of my career. You kick it to a guy who doesn't handle it very often, and it's tough for those guys to really know what to do with it. But, Danny picked it up, and once I saw him break to the outside, I was like, go! And then he got a great block by I think he got a great block by Sergio.
Yes.
And that was, you know, that was kind of it.
But maybe he was running so slowly that he had time to think, well, what now? I can cut it back towards the middle a little bit. I mean, now he's kind of feeling a little overconfident.
Sure.
After about
sure.
40 yards, 50
yeah,
yards.
I think that's part of it. Once he breaks out, you know, he thinks, man, maybe I can do something with this. I did see him after the game. He's like, man, I wish I had scored. He goes, I was on the 4-yard line. I said, don't you worry about that. You know, don't start trying to come up with these ideas that this is what he's, you know.
So was he doing all right after the game, Tom? Because we know he left. He didn't play in the second half, but was he doing okay? At least people could joke around with him a little bit about the big run back.
Yeah, you know, he was doing better. So, you know, it was just he was doing well.
Tom, can you discuss what it's been like for you to have these two young tight ends to throw to this year?
Yeah, you know, they've really since training camp, we knew that these two guys were very capable, and I think they've played such a role throughout the entire course of the season that, you know, they've had now a ton of experience, you know, as well. So, you know, they're not rookies anymore. We've played in 18 games, including the preseason to this point. So, you know, we rely on those guys a lot to make important plays for us. And it seems like every week, you know, both of them, they're a huge part of the offense, and they're making the plays. So, last night, Aaron really, you know, to have two touchdown catches in a game like that, he had, you know, that was huge. We needed it, and you know, we're going to continue to need it down the stretch.
Tom, speaking of Aaron, early in the season he started off well. Then there was that brief period he dropped a couple, and did anybody have to talk to him? Did he just to boost him up, or was it what happened? Because obviously he's come back and it looks the same as he did earlier in the season.
Well, you know, I think he's any athlete. You know, you go through the ups and downs, especially as a young player. There's games where you play great, and there's games where you wish you'd have played better, and that goes for me as well. So I don't think it's it's a long season, and Aaron has really consistently out there, you know, done what we're asking him to do, and you know, that was last night. You know, we have a lot of confidence in what he's able to do for us, and that's why he's out there. So, you know, it's something that you build on when you have these good games as a, you know, as an athlete, especially as a younger athlete. You hopefully use those as a big bumps and big bounces, and hopefully you continue that on this coming week.
And what did you see on that fourth quarter touchdown to Hernandez? Because obviously you guys had a little communication. You saw something that the Packers were doing and changed something at the line.
Yeah, we had something called. We kind of rushed to the line of scrimmage, and we had something called, and they were in a pretty good defense to stop it. So, you know, Aaron was sitting there, and I moved him out, and just wanted to give him a chance, and on 37, and he ran a great route on him, and I threw him the ball, and he ended up breaking the tackle, which was a hell of a play. To catch it, to be a rookie tight end, to get an audible, to move out, to run around on a corner, make the catch, break the tackle, and score a touchdown. That was, you know, that was a hell of a, really a hell of a play by him.
I don't know what role Algie Crumpler has in maybe tutoring these young tight ends, but you find yourself watching him during games, and I don't know if it's these national games that they have better microphones or more microphones, but you hear the force of some of Crumpler's blocks. Now, we know he's not the receiver that Gronkowski and Hernandez have turned out to be for you this year, but what have you seen with Crumpler as far as maybe tutoring those young guys or being such a positive impact in ways that we don't necessarily see as fans during the course of the game?
Well, I think he's everything that you're looking for in a veteran tight end. He can catch the ball. That's the deceit. He just doesn't get a lot of opportunities because of, you know, the two younger players as well as, you know, Wes and Dion, Danny Woodhead and Brandon. But he can do some things in the pass game as well. So, what his run blocking is, you know, is as good as anybody I've ever seen. He's, you know, Dan Graham played here for a long time, was a hell of a run blocker, and when we got Algie, you know, Algie was, you know, I thought we really got a steal, and he's a hell of a blocker. He's a team captain, and he's just he's everything we're looking for.
Tom, as loads go, how does B.J. Raji rate?
He's a big man, I'll tell you that, 350 pounds or whatever it was. And you know,
Corey, right?
Yeah. He's,
Corey Raji. B.J.?
No,
no, wait.
No, B.J.
Wait.
B.J.
Oh, B.J.
Corey's the basketball.
Now you got me thinking.
Younger
well, I was thinking about basketball. No, but, my bad, Tom. No, go ahead. You're the one who had to deal with him yesterday. You know better than us.
Yeah, he was coming full steam sight. I was trying to get away from him, but I think once he kind of had me in his sights, he's a big man, and I wasn't going to get away.
Overall, Tom, how would you rate the team's performance yesterday? Everybody looks at that game going in from outside of the player's perspective, I'm sure. Well, here's, you know, Green Bay coming in. They don't have Aaron Rodgers. This should be an easy game for the Patriots because of what you guys were able to do the previous 2 weeks and have what looked to be easy wins. But how would you assess overall your team's performance yesterday in a win against Green Bay?
Well, I tell you, these games are hard to win any way you're looking at them. I mean, they were played very well. I mean, from the opening kickoff, I knew that okay, it's just gonna be one of those games. This way, it's gonna go. And you know, they make those plays, they get some turnovers. You know, Coach Belichick had told us before the game, when they win the field position battle, they're 8-0, and when they lose it, they're 0-5. Going into the game, well, I'm sure we lost the field position battle last night, and we overcame a bunch of penalties. I mean, I don't think that, you know, we played our best game, certainly, but I'm also very proud of the fact that we won the game. So even with overcoming, you know, penalties and the opening kickoff and being on the field for 45 plays or whatever it was, and to still win, that's something obviously we are proud of, but we understand that, you know, that's not the recipe for success around here. So we've got to play a much better game this week in Buffalo. You know, and I think we've got to go out and have a great week of practice. And that's where it starts, and that's what we have to do.
Tom, I'm sure you know what went on in the Meadowlands yesterday, that incredible ending. Can you imagine losing a game in that fashion?
Yeah, I saw I was just getting ready to drive down to the game last night, and I'm sitting upstairs watching TV, and I didn't want to leave, but I didn't. I had to get going, and you know, four touchdowns in the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
that was unbelievable. I mean, it's so uncharacteristic of the Giants, but the Eagles are on a roll too, and they've got a great team. They got a great, got a great offense, real playmakers at the skill position. Michael Vick's playing unbelievable, and a great defense. So, you know, these games, you never know how they're going to go. I mean, they were up 31-10, the Giants, and then before their offense touches the ball again, it's 31-24. So that was that's tough, and you know, you got to give credit to the Eagles.
This time of year, Tom, do you do a little scoreboard watching or try to keep on top of what's happening? For example, Indianapolis and Jacksonville, big game yesterday, and the Colts keep their playoff hopes very much alive. The Jets go to Pittsburgh after stumbling for a couple of weeks and pick up a win. Are you kind of keeping tabs on everything, or is it at a point right now with your team that you're just so focused on taking care of what you have to do in order to get you ready for the playoffs?
Well, you're always watching the other teams. I don't think that you're ever not seeing how the other teams are doing throughout the AFC. And, you know, yesterday's no different. There was quite a few big games going on. So I was definitely watching that Red Zone channel is pretty cool. So I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you don't even have to turn the channel. I watched it for the first time last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago before the Indy game. And wow, that thing's incredible. So I was just watching the games, and you know, I love football, so it's easy to watch.
Bill, what can you guys expect from Bill Belichick today? He certainly sounded that he had a long checklist of things to discuss as when he spoke with us after the game.
Well, you know, he when he talks to us as a team, you know, as a team, he stands up there and he says, "Guys, these are the things we need to do to win, and this is how we need to play the game." And we don't do any of those things. You know, he gets pretty disappointed, and I understand that. And he's got it. He's got as good a grasp of how our offense, how our defense, how our special teams are ready for the game, and as well as what our level of execution needs to be. And he didn't see it yesterday, and I don't, the players didn't see it. I think that's, you know, every position that came up yesterday, we put ourselves in. And, you know, we fought for 60 minutes. We needed to. And it certainly wasn't our best game. And we are going to hear about it. But, you know, I think he's also proud of the fact that we're, you know, we got our 12th win yesterday because, you know, being around here for a long time, they're not all, you know, 45-3 victories either. And that was a damn good team that we played.
You already talked about big play Dan Connolly, and if that's not his nickname today, I don't know. You know, you guys got to come up with something better than that. But how about some of the play by some of the young guys on defense? I'm thinking of the stop by Patrick Chung in the fourth quarter, Kyle Arrington's interception and a great return for a touchdown, and the fact that Devin McCourty, probably not 100%, is out there and answering the bell. I mean, that these guys kind of sum up, and you talked about the big plays made by defense when they're needed, but the plays specifically by those guys yesterday, the first two, Chung and Arrington, I mean, what can you tell us about how those guys have contributed to the team last night and over the course of the season?
Well, I mean, they're, you're right. There's quite a few young players on the team, and when those guys get an opportunity to play as they have over the course of you know, this entire season, they've really been forced into action. You grow up pretty quick. And Pat in his second year has really shown what he's the kind of career that he's going to have. You know, Kyle Arrington has, you know, really been a huge you know, addition to our team. There's quite a few young players like Dane Fletcher, Rob Ninkovich. His first year was last year on the Patriots. So that's what this team has always been built on, is guys stepping in to do their job and play their role and be a part of a team. And put themselves, put the team goals ahead of their own personal goals, and that's being a Patriot and coming to play here. That's what it's all about. And you know, we've got a bunch of guys who really fit that bill, and we're trying to find more of those. We're always trying to find more of those. But I tell you, it's been a fun year. It's been a fun team. You know, the team's had a really great attitude all year. You know, we go out there and we practice hard. And most of the time it shows up in the game, but, you know, we're in a good position. This week at Buffalo is a huge week for us. And this could really help a lot of things this week in terms of, you know, getting where we need to get to.
Be sure to work in a cut for us if you get hired by the Red Zone to be their pitch man, by the way. that was a pretty good testimonial right there. We only want 10% of what you make on that.
Yeah, we'll take ourselves for that.
I'm telling you, I'm not even trying to pit that. I just think it's pretty cool.
Just stumbling across it. It just came to me. It's like, hey, there's some money to be made there. Time now for the QB question of the week, brought to you by Irving Oil. This year, give a gift they'll really like and use. And the question, Tom, comes from Sandra from Tewksbury. She wants to know, what is your favorite Christmas holiday memory as a child or even now? I think we kind of forget that this is Christmas week. Yeah. You're in the middle of working and everything. But Sandra wants to know about, well, what's the number one memory for you?
Yeah, it's a great time of year, I've worked on Christmas now for a long time, including college, where we had bowl practices and at the site of the bowl games. But you know, my greatest memory is spending time with my family. That was, we always had people come over our house. My grandparents and my aunts and my uncles and my cousins would come over our house for Christmas, and it was great to have everybody together. And Christmas is about everyone being together. And you know, now that I have my own family, it changes a little bit, and it's just as enjoyable. So it's you know, it'll be a nice week to enjoy our families.
Do you remember the number one gift back when you were a kid?
I wanted a BB gun, if you could imagine that. I wanted a BB gun.
I don't see you as an outdoorsman. Yeah, that's
I would sit in the backyard and shoot.
You put cans. Your eye out.
I know.
What were you going to shoot? You just shoot cans in the backyard?
I'd shoot cans in the backyard, and I love doing it. So once I got the BB gun, I was good.
So how long did this last? I mean, did you grow out of your BB gun phase after a little while, or was that something that you couldn't put down for years?
Yeah, I shot a lot, and then you know, my mom grew up on a farm in Minnesota, and my grandpa had guns on his farm, so it was really my training wheels when I'd go back and visit him in Minnesota, and then I can shoot the guns on the farm. So then I got
who knew?
Real guns. Once I got back to Minnesota.
Wow. I'm thinking, football or new baseball gloves, something sports related, golf clubs when you're a teenager. But now we know, the BB gun.
The BB gun, that's right.
Now, what's Christmas going to be like for the Brady family this year? I mean, you got to work, like you said.
We practice on Friday, which is Christmas Eve, and we're leaving for Buffalo on Saturday afternoon. So, we'll get a little bit of time with our families and the players certainly enjoy that. When Christmas is here, hopefully it snows a little bit, but you know that the most important football games are ahead, which is exciting.
I think you'll find some snow in Buffalo. Yeah. If you're looking for some, you'll get some up there.
There'll be plenty.
Tom, Merry Christmas to you and your family,
yeah,
and thanks for your time.
Great, guys. Take
care. So long.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.